am Anna, and I live in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to Maked Up Stories.
Okay, Jesse, what do you want in tonight's Maked Up Story?
I want there to be a hose that sprays out fire instead of water. And the fire is in the olden days, so the fire is water.
A hose that sprays out fire instead of water. And the fire is in the olden days, so the fire is water? I don't really understand. Jonah, what do you want to be in the story?
Nothing.
Okay, and Jonah said he wants nothing to be in the story. Once, what?
I mean nothing like air, but like the air, like, is like a shield.
Okay, so Jonah wants there to be like, by nothing, he doesn't mean he doesn't want anything in the story. He means he wants there to be like a void or a vacuum or an empty space. And that's kind of like something that could protect somebody with. Okay. Once upon a time, a long time ago, there were two kids named Jonah and Jesse. And Jonah and Jesse were riding in a Power Wheels, and they were driving on the sidewalk when suddenly one of their neighbors saw them, and the neighbor's name was Arthur. And Arthur said, "I bet I could run faster than your Power Wheels." And they decided to have a race. And so they got to the corner of the sidewalk, and Jesse said, 1, 2, 3, go. And Arthur raced the Power Wheels. And at first, the Power Wheels was winning. But then Arthur, he was wearing Nikes, ran so fast that even the Power Wheels couldn't keep up with it. And then Jonah said, well, maybe the Power Wheels could win the race if Jesse's not in it, because there would be less weight, and then the Power Wheels would go faster.
Well, since, like, Jonah thought that, he decided that he would put it on autopilot, and then he got out, so...
And so then Jesse said, well, how about none of us are in the Power Wheels and we just tie a rope onto the steering wheel of the Power Wheels so we make sure that it stays straight, and we put a rock on the pedal so that it goes, and we'll say 1, 2, 3, and then the empty Power Wheels would race against Arthur. And so they set it up. They put a rock right next to the pedal of the Power Wheels, and they tied a rope onto the steering wheel to keep it straight. And they said, 1, 2, 3, go. And then they pushed the rock onto the pedal, and Arthur started to race, and the Power Wheels ended up winning the race.
Woo-hoo!
To the end of the block. And Jesse said, woohoo, because he was so happy. But once they invented that, like a Power Wheels that could go by itself without kids, like being in control of it, there were a lot of people from the town that were interested in their invention. And so the mayor of the town came over to them and said, Jesse and Jonah, I heard you guys invented a kind of Power Wheels that could drive by itself. Do you guys have any other invention ideas? And Jesse told the mayor that he had an idea for a kind of hose, and the hose, instead of having water go out of it, would have fire go out of it.
Because this was in the olden days.
And the mayor said, well, how could that even work? And Jesse said, well, first, we would have to, like, turn time back to the olden days, so we're going to need a time machine. And the mayor said, well, where can we get a time machine? And Jesse said he doesn't even know. And so the whole town organized a search, and everyone started looking under the bushes in the town. And everyone started to look in the playgrounds, and everyone started to look all over, including in microwaves. They opened up all of the computers.
They opened up all the stores.
And they even looked inside the TVs until there was one old lady. And the old lady said, how about if we connect a microwave to a TV and connect the TV to like the inside of a computer, and then we take apart a phone and we attach the phone to it and then put all of that around a power wheels, and then it should work as a time machine. Because she said she read in a book in a library when she was a kid, such a long time ago, that if you connected so many different types of electronic things, then it could create a time machine. And so everyone got to work, and all of the best scientists in the city, and all of the best technologists in the city, and all of the best repairmen and construction workers, and the kids that were the best at math, all of them worked together, hammering away and using different instruments and tools to build the coolest time machine. And they made the time machine, like the part that you went in, that was actually the same power wheels that Jonah and Jesse used for their race. Finally, after 3 whole days of work, when none of the kids went to school and none of the grown-ups went to their regular jobs, the time machine was finished. Jesse told everyone that because it was his and Jonah's power wheels, they were going to go in the time machine first. And so Jesse and Jonah went in the time machine. And the way the time machine worked is that when you entered into the power wheels, let's say you were 5 years old, that you had to say five times. So you said 5, 5, 5, 5, 5. And if you were 4 years old, then you had to say 4 times, like 4, 4, 4, 4. And if you said your age that amount of times, then whatever time you were thinking of, that's where the power wheels would go. And so Jesse, who's 4 years old, said 4, 4, 4, 4. And suddenly the TV turned on and the phone and the microwave and the inside of the computer. And there were some lights that went on and off. And there was a blackout in the city. And then there was lightning in the sky. And then the power wheel started to vroom. And Jesse thought, olden days, olden days, olden days. And when Jesse and Jonah opened up their eyes, they saw that it was the olden days. But there was a problem, because in the olden days, there was a lion that was trying to get them. And so first, Jesse decided to zoom his power wheels away from the lion. And Jonah and Jesse raced as fast as they could, but the lion was charging after them. And then Jonah realized he needed to have an idea. And so he thought, well, Jonah's 7 years old, and he thought 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7. He thought it 7 times. And he thought, if this time machine could make you go to whenever, maybe it could also have special other powers. So as he thought of his age 7 times, he thought invisible shield. And as the lion was running towards them, it got stuck in an invisible shield that it couldn't even see. It was kind of like, not like wind, because wind you could feel push against you. Instead, it was like kind of an empty glue. And the lion stopped charging towards them and it got stuck. And it's like the lion's feet were in the air and it couldn't even get them. And so Jonah and Jesse, they continued to race away with the power wheels. But then when Jesse looked back at the lion, he felt bad because maybe the lion wasn't really trying to get them to be mean. Maybe the lion saw them in the power wheels and the lion just never saw power wheels before because it was in the olden days. And maybe he was just trying to like sniff the power wheels.
Or maybe he was just in the lion costume and he was a person that never saw power wheels because he was in olden days and then he was curious.
Yeah, and Jesse thought maybe it could be a person in a lion costume, but probably in the olden days they couldn't make such good costumes that like it would look really like a lion. But in any event, Jonah made his invisible shield go away, so the lion was released. And then Jonah and Jesse, they saw like a hose that could make out fire, and they were going to spray the fire too, because there was like a big stream of water that was flooding all over. And so they thought if they sprayed the fire on the water, that would make a little bit of the water evaporate. And then the stream would stop flooding everything. But the problem was that the farther they went, the more different things that they saw. And they could kind of hear an echo in the sky of like their dad saying, Jonah, Jesse, where are you? And they couldn't see their dad anywhere. They could only hear that, like an echo of that sound in the clouds and in the sky.
It was because like the olden days was under the real town that was not in the olden days.
And so Jesse and Jonah, they realized they had to like go back. And they were trying to think about how to, like, get back to the regular days in their Power Wheels time machine. So Jesse was like, oh, how about I think 4444? And then after he said that, he thought Newen days. And as he said that, he suddenly got back to the current times. And Jesse and Jonah saw that they were in their garage, and it was the current times, and instead of being in the olden days, they were in what they would call the Newen days, today's day, and their whole town was looking at them because there were so many people that were in the garage trying to see where Jesse and Jonah went. And when Jesse and Jonah reappeared in their power wheels in the garage, everyone started to clap, and they were so proud that they figured out how to use a real time machine.
They thought they had like some kind of thing because they parked the power wheels, like they appeared outside on the sidewalk. They parked it like beside the garage and then they appeared.
Yep.
And they thought that was magic, and then they brought your power wheels in because it was going to get rusty because it was about to rain.
Yep.
The end.
And Jesse and Jonah lived happily ever after.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to Make Up Stories. My name's Anne Louise.
Hello, this is Steve. I'm the host of Make It Up Stories, and I wanted to let you know that I started a website called storybird.ai, and storybird.ai lets kids get stories and podcast episodes made just for them. The first story is totally free. There's no credit card required, and kids with the best story each month win $50. So if you want a story, go to www.storybird.ai. Again, if you want a story, then ask your parents to please go to www.storybird.ai. It's really easy to use.